Dang, you ain't a kidding. It's coming up.
Fashionista Fridays is on the air, and Monica, come blowing in here. We're running a little late. That looked like,
well,
throw out.
You know, it just like, it was hard for me to get up today. I don't know. That's not like me. Yep. But I don't know. Must have needed a little extra sleep. I kind of picked up a cold after Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Well, we always do Fashionista Fridays on the first and third Fridays of the month. But with state wrestling last week, we had a back Monica up here. So we're going to do back-to-back Fashionista Fridays now starting today. Right?
Yeah, it's like, that's awesome. I'm pumped. And I'm sorry about that, all you listeners. The double shot of Monica. Woofda. Woofda.
All right. Well, as always, Monica loves to answer your fashion questions. So give us a call at 320-598-7301, and you can be a winner with the first caller.
Winner, winner, $25 gift certificate. And it's really fun to find out a lot of businesses and a lot of personal people at their homes or their shops. I just have to share with this with you. Maybe it's because I'm kind of sentimental today, but it's so wonderful. Everybody that's listening, I just love it. Thank you so much. And if I'm bringing enjoyment to your workplace on a Friday,
yep,
that's even better.
That's right. So, first caller wins a $25 gift certificate, as Monica mentioned. So 320-598-7301, and when you call, you get to hear the happy voice of Maynard Meyer. He'll answer the phone this morning.
And that's a plus two.
Yep. Double bonus.
Double bonus.
All right. Monica's got her coffee in front of her, and we're ready to roll. You brought a bunch of stuff into the studio today.
Yeah.
I love it.
So it's kind of cold because KB says, what are you going to do with all that stuff? And I said, I'll just leave it in there for the week. And now that I left it in there, I think, oh, shoot, I could have sold this one this week.
Yeah.
I thought I had it. Isn't that funny how I thought I had it in the store and I could not find it. And here it is.
There it
Lo
is.
Lo and behold, in Monica's vehicle.
What are you holding there? What is that?
Okay, so this was a hot pick.
You gotta
pick.
Get closer to the mic there, Monica.
I'm sorry. This was a hot pick. As we know, this time of year, March Madness. You could have snow. You could have sunshine. You can have warmth. Everybody, what do I wear, Monica? What do I wear? So we're in the black and white theme again, okay?
Yep.
This is a little black and white. It looks like a little cap sleeve. It's got the little tying in the back, which gives you a little bit of like a keyhole back. And it is flowy. And this is a real cutie pie underneath any of your colored jackets, under a white jacket or a black jacket. And it's super cute on with these little black capris that were right here. Yep,
there you go. You moved them up on top.
Yep. They're moving up in the world. So see how cute that is with that little black capri?
No, the black capris has some buttons on the bottom there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so
different.
So last year I had a lot with bling, and I still do have ones with bling, but there's some women that don't want bling.
Yeah.
You know? So then we have a little bit of a snap action there, and look at how cute that is paired together, which this one will probably go out to Arizona today because this lady needed mediums.
Oh.
Monica, there's nothing to shop here. Can you send me some stuff? I'm all over it. I'm all over it.
Oh,
it was
awesome.
Meant for my customer. That's maybe why I was in the vehicle. And then see, pair up that little white three-quarter sleeve jacket. Wouldn't that be cute over it too? So ladies out there, if you don't have enough jackets, that's a girl's best friend right now. Jackets, stripes, and black and white.
Okay.
I mean, you just can't go wrong. And then this.
Is this some of the stuff you picked up in Vegas?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think they like me a lot. I told Kevin that. He goes, geez, you're getting a lot of freight. I said, Kevin, it's from Vegas. He goes, my God, they're fast. I barely flew home. In a couple days, my stuff was there.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
So I love that. Yep. Yep. Really made my day. Here's a three-quarter sleeve, Paul, striped. Black and white, but look at the ruffle on the bottom.
Oh, yeah, it's different.
Yep, and then they throw this little tie on the back with the little keyhole. That's really the real thing right now is like some ruffles, some lace action, and a little peephole in the back, and then it just gives you a little bit more relaxation around that area that we don't want to show off, and it's just a cute top.
It is.
And so, that would have been cute on, like, with my black...
Yeah, we got to talk about what Monica's wearing this morning. Monica, what are you
Monica's
wearing?
Kind of threw this on today, but I had to get something new today. You know, I figured I got to have something new. So I have a 3/4 sleeve, but notice that it's fitted on the sleeve. It's Lycra.
Yep.
A little stretchy, and then it's flowy in the bodice. It's got a pocket, and it's longer in the back, shorter in the front. It's just comfy.
What's that called? What kind of shirt
well,
is that?
It's kind of like a high-low t-shirt.
Okay.
But, you know, the thing of it is it's striped, and it's black and white, of course.
Yep.
And it's comfy. And these are kind of stuff that, like, my vacationers love to travel into. Plus, you can wear it out and about for lunch. You can go out in the evening with it if you want to throw a little blingy scarf on it like that, or if you want to throw a little jacket over it. Everybody can make anything a little dressier with a jacket
right.
and jewelry
right
or a scarf.
Looks good,
and it's comfy. And then of course I had to throw on my boots because it's a little chilly out, but so I have my black leggings with the stones on the bottom.
Oh yeah, stones on the bottom of your leggings there. That's good. What, talk about all the jewelry you got on today.
Yes.
You're loaded up there.
I am today.
You never can have enough jewelry on.
You know, my father-in-law, bless his soul, he has moved on to heaven. He said to me one day, it was so, I don't know what to think of it, but now I think about it, I just smile. He says, geez, you must not have a jewelry box at home. And I'm like, I was trying to figure out what he meant by that. Duh, because I'm wearing so much jewelry. Yeah, I love jewelry.
Yeah, I got about a couple rings on each finger there.
Yeah, it always fits. And it's just safety.
Yep.
You know, it's for safety.
What do you mean, for safety?
Well, in case I get in a confrontation, I have jewelry to protect me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't just wear it for, you know, practical reasons,
Never
right?
Never thought of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, and these are some of the bracelets that I ordered from Paris, and I was hoping that you'd notice.
Mm-hmm.
They have Swarovski crystals on them. So they're a leather band, and then they have silver stones on them. Aren't they cute?
They are.
And then this is...
They really sparkle.
This I wore yesterday in honor of basketball because I thought it's got silver little balls all over it with a black lace. I thought that was cute. I thought that would cheer on the Jacks, although we fell a little short.
Just a little bit, yeah.
But they had a great season.
They did.
Yeah, and so, and then, of course, my watch, you know, has a little bling, but I thought, you know, it's fitting today to have bling since I went to Vegas.
Okay, good. Let's get the phones ringing here for Monica. She wants to answer a question, and you can be a winner.
I do.
320-598-7301. Pick up that phone, 598-7301. Any fashion question as we're moving into spring. I know a lot of people have questions.
Oh, definitely. Okay, here's for the fashionistas out there that are begging for your black shoe. Feel how light that is, Paul.
Well, there's no weight to it at all.
No, and it's called
amazing.
They're called cloud steppers, I think. But what happens is it's like you're walking on a cloud. They're so comfy. And so I added, a customer would say, oh, Monica, they're, okay. So I always say cute, cozy, comfortable. So they've got the three C's, cute, cozy, and comfortable.
Yep, good.
Yep, so I got those in, and then I have more sandals that are lightweight. Great for travelers, or if you're not traveling and you're staying back, great new head start on spring.
Yep. And spring is going to be here shortly. The snow's going to melt.
It's melted
here.
A lot.
Yeah.
Now, here's a little short sleeve stripe number.
We got some yellow in that.
Gray, yellow, and white stripe. It's a high-low, so you can layer a white or gray or yellow tank top underneath. And notice this open, it's not an open back, but it gives a little bit extra room,
creases.
So it's comfy.
Yeah. Now, you talk
cute,
about
comfy.
High-low, is that something new? Now, when you talk about high-low, what do you
a dress.
Explain it.
Usually, it's a dress. You know, remember the high-low dress where it's longer in the back and shorter in the front?
Okay.
I noticed a lot of T-shirts in Vegas like that, too, which I think is kind of cute because most people that don't hot flash probably wear a lot of two pieces.
Okay.
I was going to wear this today, and I thought, I might get a little hot if I have to put a top underneath. But this is really cute layered with either you can wear a long sleeve T-shirt and bring it into spring now, or you could pair it up with a long tank top underneath.
Yep.
Cute.
It is. Lightweight, it looks
very
like.
Very lightweight. Good for travel. Good for summer. Good to golf in. Mm-hmm. Just go out and eat for lunch. And then a red striped... This is a cutie pie, I thought.
Got a little hoodie on it.
Hoodie. And difference of stripes. Narrow stripes, and then they go straight on the bottom. So how flattering is that, Paul?
Right.
And then the wider stripe in the back with the little hoodie. How cute is that?
It is.
And what would you wear that with, Paul?
The black.
You sure could.
Capris?
You sure could. Okay. And then also it'd be cute with denim leggings, or you could wear denim capris.
Can you wear shorts with a high-low shirt?
You sure can.
You can.
You know, when you're on a vacation and you want to be comfy, you bring a, that's another thing that reminds me. She wanted me to send her some shorts, too. So shorts with that, like a lot of the shorts nowadays aren't super short, but the Bermuda would be cute with it, or even a roll-up short. So that's a good idea,
yeah,
Paul.
I know. And we've got some infinity scarf in front of us here.
What
do we got going there?
Okay, so now, good for you, infinity scarf. My God, you've been doing your math. You've been doing your homework, Paul. When do you get all that time, all those sports, and then you still Fashionista Friday?
You teach me well,
Monica. Oh, my goodness. So look at this, the three-quarter sleeve, and this is just a crew neck, but it's black, of course. Yeah. But then it's kind of like a heathered black. You know, it's not stark.
Dark
it's black. Like, they call it salt and pepper.
Between black and gray, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it has a stripe on the sleeve, three-quarter, which is my favorite. And then it has this little kangaroo pocket. Now, this was a hot pick.
It is.
It's very cute. And then, of course, Monica couldn't stop it, just black and white. Uh-uh. It comes in navy and white and red and white, so I took all three.
Oh,
why not? Yep. Go big or stay home.
That's right. You got to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so,
I got a question about the hoodies.
Okay.
Now, hoodies are always popular. I had a lady tell me this week, that's all I wear is hoodies or with sweatshirts or whatever. And she likes that. So that's pretty neat, huh? Hoodies are hot. It'll always be in style, I would guess.
Yeah. And you know, there's just some seasons that, there's some women, I don't want a hood. I don't want a hood. Okay.
Oh.
Then they don't want a hood. Get them something else. You've got to get what your customer wants. But I personally like hoodies, too. Sometimes it can make you a little warmer. But like this hoodie, it's lightweight, and it's got the cute little sleeve. It actually is more of a shorter sleeve cuffed up than a long sleeve. It's just, I thought it'd be just cute. And, you know, sometimes when you go places and it's hot out, it's not fun to go if you're not comfortable.
Right. Yeah, you got to be comfortable.
You got to be comfortable. So you throw this on for a little reunion or picnic or whatever you have, mm-hmm. and it's comfy. And it even could be paired up as a swimsuit cover-up.
Oh, yeah, good, yeah. Do you sell a lot of swimsuits in your vacation room?
No, I don't. I'll personally order swimsuits just because you don't want them to get shop-worn, and everyone's got different needs and likes. So I've helped a few with swimsuits before, but you know, you want to make sure they're cute, comfortable, and they fit good.
Okay.
But right now, I've been remodeling Monica's.
You have?
I've been working on it. So my shoe room is getting full of sandals and these comfort shoes. And then I got a lot of bling from Vegas. Blingy tank tops, cardigans, really cute things that you could pair up to wear to a wedding or anniversary, or some of the tunics you could even wear to a funeral. So please stop in and check out all my stuff.
Yeah, when you open, Monica.
I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And I want to tell everybody, good luck in all the sporting events, and if you're done, a great job for your for the year, because I just can't even say enough about sports, how much effort and dedication and sportsmanship it all takes. So kudos to everyone.
All right, Monica, thanks for coming again. It's always
fun to see you.
And we're gonna do this next Friday then.
We're back to back.
All right, thanks, Monica, for coming.
Thank you.
That's Monica Bothan with Fashionista Fridays.